This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And I am not out of toilet paper.
You said you're really stocked up, right?
I mean, just as a way I live my life, when I buy a thing, if it's something that I know I'm going to consume all of the time, mm-hmm. I'll buy a large version of it, right? Like, I wear deodorant, and I have a specific one that I like, and so I bought a case of it. You know, I think, I don't know, 24 bar or whatever.
Get a better price, right?
And got a better price, and I never have to think about buying it, because I'm like, oh, I got a giant box full of it, you know, so. So that's just kind of how I am. I'm the same way with if I buy, I don't know, like plastic utensils.
Yeah.
I won't buy the little, like, thing that's going to last you, you know, I don't know, one sitting or, you know, a week or something that. I'll buy the big industrial size box that, like, I never have to worry about buying that ever.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Maybe not quite as much. Like, I'll usually have, like, an extra deodorant around.
Yeah.
And that way, because one deodorant's going to last me for most of a year, and so I usually have a second one with me. And that way, when I get to the second one, it's like, okay, now I got to put it on my list of things that I need to buy eventually. And I never run out, basically, of the thing. But we were talking about toilet paper, and a lot of people have gone crazy over a toilet paper buying frenzy, panic buying situation that's been going on. Store shelves are completely tapped out of this particular product. In addition, people buying like crazy the hand sanitizer products.
I just want to point out that toilet paper is disappearing off the shelves in places where there have been zero confirmed cases of coronavirus.
Right. Yeah.
Zero. None.
Well, plus the coronavirus has absolutely nothing to do with toilet paper as well. But
and that's a bigger point that you're spot on about. How do people make that jump from coronavirus to panic buy of toilet paper?
Well, that's what's weird. It's like they figured out that they're going to need, if something happens where they have to be quarantined, then they're going to need certain things. But why they're only buying toilet paper? You're also going to need food. You're going to need water. You're going to need
soap, you know. For example, I would think would be a big seller in this particular climate.
But for whatever reason, it's the hand sanitizer that people have been going crazy over instead of soap. But if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I've got a little bit more from the story on the New York Times where they're actually interviewing people from the toilet paper industry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's the deal? Are you guys really out of product? Why is it the way it is? And as they're pointing out here in the story, toilet paper is typically made to order, meaning that since it's so bulky, right? You can only make so much money on the inventory that you have based on the amount of time and the space that it takes up.
Sure.
Right? Like if you're a retailer, shelving space is how you make money.
Yep.
And some products are more profitable than others. So, you know, you can only allocate so much space to storing this kind of stuff. You don't want to have a huge warehouse of toilet paper if you can avoid it. So that's why there's not a whole bunch of it that's really out there at any one moment. That's not to say they're not ramping up production, but at the same time, one of the experts from the industry said, well, you know, we're not really sure how far to ramp up production, because if this fear blows over in the next 2 weeks and then all of a sudden they've made an S ton of toilet paper, if you will, then what do you do with all that product? And then, as you pointed out during one of the breaks, what if people use the Walmart return policy?
Yeah.
And, you know, let's say this thing blows over in another 3 weeks, and all these people that bought way more toilet paper than they need because they panic bought and then they filled up their spare bedroom with toilet paper, then they go back to Walmart and they're like, looks like we're still within our 30, I don't know what the window is, 30, 90 days, whatever, you know, some amount of time. I'm still within my window here. I'd like to return these 5 cartloads of toilet paper. And then, you know, if a bunch of people do the same thing, then what's Walmart going to do? Then they've got a ton of toilet paper.
That's a different kind of toilet paper flash mob. That's
the reverse flash mob.
Yeah, the return line at Walmart when they're all trying to take it back.
Let's go to the phones here, get to your calls and thoughts. We got Mentos. He's on the line here.
Freshmaker.
That's right. He's making it fresh on our Discord server. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yo. So, I was calling in because I had a question about some of your YouTube channels. One of them specifically, Free Talk Live, Clips.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just wondering, how come you guys don't, like, take, like, clips of your show recently? Is it because of YouTube's, like, censorship algorithm?
No, it's more simple than that. So you're referring to the Clips channel, which sort of came on, it came on back in, like, 2014, 2015, and it lasted for a little while, and then it kind of went away, and then, like, a couple years ago, we brought it back again, and then it went away again. Basically, it was a guy named Eric Freerock who was doing the work of cutting up the clips back in the early days. He just did it for the love of doing it and, you know, taking donations or whatever. He just wanted to do it. And then, you know, he got busy with buying a house and having a baby and things like that. And he kind of dropped off. And so then we ended up actually hiring him to come back and do some clips work for us on a monthly basis. But it just, it wasn't getting the views that really could justify having it operate. So we just, you know, we trashed it.
I see.
Feel free to make as many clips as you would like of our show and upload them to wherever you would like. You know, by all means, you're welcome to do that.
If I ever learn how to do so, I will.
Oh, it's not hard. I mean, all you got to do is get a video editing program and then, you know, download our videos from whichever site, Twitch or whatever, and then cut them up. The thing is, it's incredibly time-consuming. Doing video editing is, I mean, you know, this isn't the most time-consuming work because you don't have to do a whole lot to it, although he was doing some more, like he would add in photos, like he'd add in pictures into the video as well. So it was a little more interesting because of that than just us sitting here in the studio. And so he was doing some good work with it. I thought he did a good job.
Put some personality into it.
It costs money to do that, and the AMP program honestly has been going down over the years, not up. So you know, we don't have as much money that we can spend on things like that, and so it just wasn't worth it considering the typical video wasn't getting more than a couple dozen views.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, it's not cool, but it is what it is.
On top of that, well, why not, who's the guy that does your FTL Digest?
His name is Riley Blake.
He does a good job.
Yeah, he does a great job.
How come you won't, why not just ask him to do it?
He's blind.
Ah! That's interesting. I did not know that.
You can't have a blind video editor.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, I guess you could. He could still do it by audio and then just fade the clips together.
Might make some avant-garde, you know, videos.
It might make it might be difficult, though, to run the video editing software as a blind person. I don't know. But I don't know if Riley, I have not asked Riley, hey, how you doing financially? I know he puts cryptocurrency donation links on or donation addresses on all of his FTL clips.
Yeah, if you listen to the clips that the digest version of Free Talk Live, please consider donating to Riley.
I'm sure he'd appreciate it. He's still doing it. I think he's been at it for at least 3 years now doing those FTL digests, which is really cool.
Wow, and, that's a long time.
Yeah, and something I've always said is, hey, look, you know, we don't believe in intellectual property here, so I honestly don't care if somebody could like make clips of Free Talk Live on a YouTube channel and monetize it and make a bunch of money off of it. I'd be like, that's awesome! Congratulations. Yeah. We couldn't figure out how to do it.
Please come and do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you can take Free Talk Live and like sell it on DVD or whatever, like make T-shirts, sell those. I don't care.
It's easier said than done.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially during these times because, well, like I just mentioned earlier, like because of how YouTube and Google and all these censorship laws or policies coming into play, and it's a huge mess. And not only that, they're always cracking down on anything political. So, like I said, good luck with that.
Thanks, Mentos. I appreciate your call. Thanks for asking about that. So I appreciate hearing from you.
I'd like to make a point about YouTube. It's not really YouTube. It's their tube.
Yeah.
It really is. It's their tube. They do whatever they want with it. And, you know, if it affects you, they don't care.
Yeah, and you provide the content, and they make money off of it. And if they feel like giving you a cut, they will. If they feel like reducing the amount they give to you,
if you subscribe to a very specific and narrow set of parameters, then you might get a cut.
855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
But if you put the wrong content on, you will get cut.
You can bring up whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. And we got more to say on the toilet paper shortage.
Yeah, like cancel culture.
And bring up whatever you want here. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms, and they sound the best. So if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, jump onto those, like our last caller and our next caller. You can join those over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Captain Kickass.
Also, are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or maybe you're having some doubts? You might want to check with Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, where he can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now and save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. You can get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. As we continue here, we go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. And then I know you wanted to talk about cancel culture, Captain, but Gene, you're on Free Talk Live calling from Tennessee.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Goonerman Goon Squad and this call that you got earlier about how they really don't have any authority and people need to realize that that is the case. So they just need to open their mind to this idea that they don't have any authority. And then they will just go away.
Yeah, well, that's a great idea, but it requires people to actually want them to go away and want them to not have authority. And I think a lot of people want a government to tell them what to do.
Well, that is a problem. We have a culture now of people that just want gimme, 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 and they want free stuff. And those idiots in Washington, D.C. will keep claiming they're going to give them free stuff, and they'll give them a little sprinkle here and there, but they never really meet their needs. You know, they never provide what's really needed. So,
well, and you get a situation like this coronavirus thing, mm-hmm. and this kind of a situation, even though some people are being critical of government's response, they will look at it as a partisan issue. Oh, well, if it weren't for Trump, then blah, 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 yeah. blah.
And they already are, largely.
Yeah. And so this, of course, is happening in an election year, and you know this is going to be a political football for the election. So they don't see this as a government failure as much as they see it as a partisanship or partisan failure of the other side is screwing it up. If only our side was in charge, then we would be helping everyone. The tests would be free. The government would be taking care of people. They'd be building hospitals or whatever. And this is what they think government is for. This is one of the reasons why they believe that they need the state. See, oh, well, if it weren't for the government, well, we'd have no toilet paper.
Well, the government says I should do a thing. What am I supposed to do? Not do the thing?
Yes.
And I have a funny story. Yeah. Well, it's funny, but it's not funny really when you think about it. But because we're in the medical field and we're watching the CDC's recommendations, and they literally yesterday changed from morning to afternoon. They completely flip flopped.
Really?
In the morning, they were saying that healthcare providers do not need to wear a mask. Only infected patients should be wearing a mask. That's what they said yesterday morning.
Right.
By evening, they had completely flip-flopped and said, no, all healthcare providers need to wear a mask. So, and these are the idiots that are calling the shots, and people are saying, well, I can't live without these people telling me what to do.
Well, what would we
they
do
don't know
them?
What to do.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of idiots. You're listening to idiots, and you want advice from idiots?
Yeah,
what does that make you?
Bureaucrats should not be dictating hospital policy.
But they don't see it that way. They see them as experts. I mean, he's a surgeon general. He's the top doctor in the United States. You know, there's this mythology around these positions.
It's true.
Yes, and all of these positions behind the scenes are being influenced by money. Mm-hmm. So whoever pays the most. Now, there's another thing that you need to look out for in the future, because we currently have a lot of very effective medicines that are generic. They're
right.
They're cheap and they're effective. And they're trying to find any kind of reason to make those things, to take them off the market. Like right now, there's a, I forget the name of this drug that's used for for respiratory problems. And it's very cheap and it's very effective. But they're saying, oh, there's like one in a bazillion chance that you're going to have this kind of side effect. Hmm. And so they're going to blow that out of proportion and say, well, this is dangerous. We have to take it off the market so we can replace it with these other drugs that cost $500 a month.
Hey, you know? Gene, I want to just shift the topic a little bit here because I would like your opinion on this. What do you think of all of the events that are being canceled as a result of the hysteria surrounding the coronavirus? You know, we've seen the NBA, the NBA, the NHL, some other sporting, you know.
Every convention.
Conventions are being canceled. Rock concerts are being canceled, all that kind of stuff. What are your thoughts about all that?
Well, again, I'm not a medical doctor, but my personal thoughts are that it's just way overkill because if you look at the number of cases in even in China, if you go back to when it first broke out in China, and now, believe it or not, we have Chinese friends who are offering to send us masks because in their Chinese news media, they're getting all this news that says how bad the coronavirus is in the United States. And so they're thinking that we need supplies, and we were trying to send stuff back there a month ago. Now they're trying to send stuff to us. So it's just, I think it's overblown because obviously the percentage of the population who's getting infected is really very, very small. The death rate is pretty bad on this disease, especially for people who have pre-existing conditions.
Well, especially for the elderly.
Right.
People and the elderly, 80s, because they always 70s. Have pre- yeah. They always have conditions. So us old folks, we need to watch out for it because, you know, it could be lethal for us. But most young people, in fact, children, I think, are almost barely affected by this thing. So, I mean, I don't know for sure, but from what I've seen by statistics, I don't see too many children getting this thing.
So, Gene, thanks for sharing. Anything else you want to throw out there? Go ahead.
No, I mean, this is probably an effective disease for getting rid of all of us old people that are, you know, being a drain on society. So,
well, it was nice that we got to meet you, Gene.
Yeah.
We appreciate
all right,
you,
I'll check out.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's see if we get Jeff on here from Daytona Beach listening to WNDB. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling from the Daytona Beach area here.
Yes, you are. Welcome.
And I just wanted to thank you. And I just wanted to say that I haven't heard anything about all these sports events being canceled, and there's season ticket holders that have paid in advance, and some of them have been in, like, you know, they've had the same seats for years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm just curious. Has anybody addressed the idea that are they going to get their money back? Is it going to be prorated? If they don't pay, they're going to lose their somebody.
I was going to ask you that because I know that at least in the case of a lot of these conventions, they're not offering refunds. They have offered sort of a make-good ticket for 2021, some of the conventions have. But, yeah, I'd be curious to know how the sporting events are handled.
Some of the sporting events are going to continue but without any audience attending.
Yeah, but what can the audience do? Can they get their money back or are they just screwed? It's like, well, sorry, in the fine print of your tickets, it says if there is a cancellation due to an act of God, we don't give you a refund. Jeff, I don't know if you had more to say. If you do, you're welcome to stick with us and say it. 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to share your experience and thoughts, you are welcome to join us as well. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says President Trump has tested negative for the coronavirus. He told reporters at a White House briefing he's had his temperature taken and it was normal. He's praising a bill that the House passed to help deal with the virus.
So we're using the full power of the federal government to defeat the virus, and that's what we've been doing. Last week, we secured an initial $8.3 billion from Congress for the coronavirus.
The Senate is out until next week, but Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says progress is being made.
There's a crisis in this country, and we have to move quickly. So I'm glad that Congress took the lead last night and passed a proposal that will really help. And it's a proposal aimed at the people who need help.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, we invite you to join us on the radio. But do you want to talk about the coronavirus, the panic buying that's been going on out there?
Sort of,
that's been the overarching topic here tonight. The toilet paper, the run on toilet paper, hand sanitizers. But that's about it. It's like people haven't really figured that they might need some other stuff, too. If there's going to be a crazy, you know, run on things,
yeah,
you know, maybe food or water would be something you're going to need.
Soap, perhaps.
Soap, yeah. But so far it's been mostly toilet paper, and we had a piece from the New York Times that actually interviewed some of the industry people about, you know, why are things the way they are? Why are the shelves on store shelves sold out of toilet paper all over the place?
And we touched a little bit up on the cancellation of events as a result of the, you know, overhyping of this particular thing. And that's what I meant about cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
Cancel culture as a term has taken on a new specific portion of meaning with all your cultural events being canceled.
Well, yeah, because it had to do previously with like YouTube channels.
People getting
canceled.
Deplatformed, if you will, right?
But now, literally, and that's what I was saying earlier this week. It's like 2020, you know, it's one of those years that's sort of a special year. It's 20 and 20. You're not going to ever have that again in your lifetime, right? Like it's a unique kind
it's
of sounding year.
No, it's not.
No, I don't
it's
know what the word
repetitive.
Is. Repetitive. But, you know, it seems like a special year. And it's so lame. Like, it's like the lamest year yet. You can't go out and do anything at this point. There's nothing to do. Even if you wanted to go out and do something, you can't even do it. I was saying that there's a story in, let's see, I think it's, where is it here? This is
It is as if we've woken up and the world has gotten more bonkers just overnight.
It's more boring overnight because there's less to do. Now, look, I'm not the kind of person who goes out and does a whole lot of stuff anyway, but it'd be nice to be able to if I wanted to. And, like, we were going to go to LibertyCon, which was going to be an event, a libertarian convention in D.C. That's been canceled. There's other things. This headline from Deadline.com right now, weekend box office headed to 22-year low. At $58 million. The last time it was this low was 1998. $58.5 million at the box office. Not only are fewer people just choosing to go to the theaters, there's a headline here, or not a headline, but a tweet from the Alamo Drafthouse Theaters chain. I guess they have more than just one. I thought it was like Austin, Texas or something like that. But until further notice, our Brooklyn and Yonkers locations are closed. So you can't even go to the movie theater in that case. And you know what's going to happen? The people that work at those theaters, they're going to get laid off.
When do we get to cancel government?
Right? Like what? Yeah, I would love to see that happen. If that actually happened as a result of this, then I would be cheering this on. But instead, there's just nothing to do, and they're telling people to just stay home and self-isolate. You've got headlines now that internet companies are removing their internet caps, so now you can, you know, watch as much Netflix as you want to or whatever.
Is this the part of the science fiction movie that has yet to be made where we become the batteries, you know, we're like slowly
like the Matrix?
Being, you know, put into our little pods and now we, you know, we're being, you know, we no longer, you're not going to need legs, everything can be delivered, you're not going to need arms, you'll have tubes feeding you and everything and, you know, just the energy that you put off is what the aliens will use for batteries.
Jeff, you're in Daytona Beach listening to WNDB there and I just wanted to see if you had more to say, and you stuck around, so I figured you did. So go ahead.
Well, okay, thank you very much. I had another very funny story to tell you. Maybe it's more tragic. I was at my favorite supermarket last night here in the area, and it was. I've lived here for over 20 years, and I've seen massive hurricanes, lots of them storms, and I've never seen anything like this. I mean, this tops the tops it with people just tearing stuff off the shelves and everything. So I went in and all the toilet paper was gone, but I did manage to get a few things like some pasta and some, they had, BOGOs for pasta sauce and all that kind of stuff. So I had put stuff in my carriage and I was going around and I stopped to read the ingredients on one of the packages and I looked over and my carriage was gone. So I said, and then someone said somebody might have taken it by accident. And I had some, regular supplies in there that you'd want. And I went around and somebody stole my carriage with my stuff. That's how crazy it is. I mean, I went up and around and, the aisles and I was looking for it. And I said, no, someone took it. This wasn't an accident or somebody didn't dump it off. And I also then had two things in my mind at the same time. I wanted to catch the thief just to find out who did it. But also I said, if I wait any longer, the few things I can replace will be gone. So it was
Let's go get it again.
Yeah.
Wow. So now thanks for sharing that because, we've been actually one of the aspects of this we haven't covered really yet are the fights. We usually cover the Black Friday brawls that happen on Black Friday in the United States. Well, it seems like it's worse over this, right? Because, at least on Black Friday, it's just people who want to get a TV or something like that. And there's not that many of, they don't feel like it's life and death in most cases, whether they get it or not. But in this case, people are getting really crazy.
It's not spring break. It's spring breakout.
Yeah.
Right. This is primitive. This is survival. This is food. It was incredible.
Right.
All the water was gone. Today was gone. Yep.
Good call, man. Thanks for sharing that story with us. I appreciate it. Story over at thedailymail.co.uk. Brawls and screaming matches breaking out at stores across the country as coronavirus panic buying intensifies and national emergency declared. Disturbing footage has emerged on social media showing fights breaking out across the United States as Americans
it's gonna go viral.
Are stocking up on supplies amid the emergency. Two separate videos posted from New York and Georgia yesterday, which showed intense and brutal fights erupting between customers battling through the crowds, flooding into stores. A brawl erupted in a Georgia Sam's Club packed with shoppers during which two feuding men slashed each other with broken wine bottles.
That sounds like bum fights, except, recent.
A second incident in Costco in Brooklyn saw an employee pleading with two women to calm down after a screaming match began when carts collided in the mobbed store. And then in a video posted on Twitter Thursday evening, a violent fight in a Sam's Club in Georgia was captured by another shopper. According to a statement from the city of Hiram, Georgia, police officers responding to the store for report of an assault in progress came upon two men suffering from multiple cuts, slashing each other with broken wine bottles. Just crazy. People going all off the rails. And then also the Wall Street Journal reporting on grocers failing to keep up with demand as coronavirus pandemic spreads. Just all kinds of stories about this out there. There are photographs in also the Daily Mail here about Manhattan stores mobbed while New Yorkers stockpile supplies as the mayor issues a desperate plea for calm. They show photographs of people standing in lines going outside the store around the block, lines actually in the store where the shoppers can barely even move around. I'm looking at one photograph here of people lined up down an aisle of food. So you have to stand in line just to actually get to the food that's on the shelves. Then okay. You've got to wait to check out.
I just had a revelation. We talk a lot on this program, and at least I do in my circle of friends, about the movie Idiocracy.
Yeah.
And we make jokes about how Idiocracy was not a movie, it was a prophecy.
Documentary.
A documentary. What if we are seeing, you know, these recent events that I call a little bonkers, the whole toilet paper coronavirus bit, what if we are slowly seeing Idiocracy become a reality TV series?
Yeah, it seems like it. We're going to continue here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. A little bit more from the toilet paper story at the New York Times, where they spoke with some industry experts. In normal times, toilet paper demand grows by only a few percentage points each year, mirroring the population growth. But they're saying that, you know, right now it's a huge demand and the toilet paper is only manufactured to sort of just meet the regular supply. Asked about shortages, many retailers wouldn't commit to a specific timetable for when shelves would be restocked, calling the situation fluid. A retail analyst of Strategic Resource Group said big box retailers like Costco and BJ's Wholesale Club have been able to restock most empty shelves within a few hours or by the next morning, according to his survey of hundreds of stores across the country this week. But that, you know, even if they restock the shelves in the morning, by the afternoon, it's all sold out. But it's clear that the retailers, even those with experience in dealing with crisis-related demand before, say, a hurricane or a blizzard, are being tested as demand surges across the country all at once. Walmart says it was adjusting its supply routes to keep up. The company is picking up many high-demand products at factories and shipping them in trucks directly to stores, bypassing their distribution centers. The frenzied buying was acknowledged Friday in the Rose Garden when Trump stood next to the executives of major retailers, including Walmart. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got moments remaining. Enough time for you, maybe, to call now. Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you get on the lines now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us this summer if you feel like, you know, being around people. That is.
If you want a people, you can do your peopling at a specific place.
Yes, Forkfest 2020, June 29th until July 5th. What will the situation in the country be at that time? I don't know, but you might want to bring your own toilet paper just in case.
We might have to do some anti-social distancing.
Forkfest.party is where you can go to learn more about this libertarian decentralized camping festival. Decentralized, meaning there's no organizers, meaning there's no ticket prices, meaning that no one can cancel this event unless, of course, the campground itself closes down entirely, which hopefully that won't happen. But otherwise, it's on for June 29th till July 5th at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's going to be a great location full of cool people. You can relax and go camping with other liberty-minded folks, or you can create a thing for people to do. Maybe you want to showcase your musical talents, or perhaps you would like to put together a poker game or, you know, some other kind of game night thing. Maybe you want to have speeches at your tent or whatever. You can come up with whatever you want to do. It's your campsite. You create the curriculum, attract other people to it, or put a big barrier around it and keep everyone out. Whatever you want to do, it's your campsite. At forkfest.party, we want to see you there. If you care about freedom, there's no better place to be to celebrate Independence Day than around other liberty-loving people here in the Shire. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. Diane is on the line in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Hello, Diane.
Hi. I called in because you mentioned earlier about different governments that were shutting down our freedom of assembly.
Yeah.
They are actually doing that in Michigan. And,
really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we can't have anybody, like, assembling. And
what's the limit? Is there a certain like number? Because I know I think it was Ohio limited at 100 people and Washington State at 250.
Yeah, it's 250 here, mm-hmm. but they're shutting down smaller, even smaller ones as well.
Really? Wow.
But today I had, I was very much looking forward to going to our Libertarian State Convention and seeing the people running for office, and had registered for it, and it was called off yesterday. And I'm very unhappy.
Even the political conventions are being called off. Wow.
100%. And somebody said that online that they're gonna, they might, you know, try to do it, to have an online video conference. And then someone else said, well, that's against our bylaws. We can't do that. We have to get together. And so it's just a big.
Well, you know, it's really sad if the libertarians are canceling their conventions because you know they're supposed to be challenging the state and the status quo, but instead it sounds like they're just going along to get along.
Well, I mean, the government's going to do all sorts of things. Like there was another article we had prepped for tonight that we probably won't get to about a White House briefing that was put on, but they took everybody's temperature and even turned somebody away because they had a bit of a fever.
Well, that's the thing is I've been sick and people are so mean. I mean, you cough once and they think you're trying to kill them. And I thought, at least I can go to the Libertarian Convention, sit in the back row, and no one will care if I sneeze. Wow. And, you know, it was canceled. I mean, you know, so.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Diane. I appreciate hearing from you. As we continue, let's bring Josh on the line in Springfield, Illinois, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi, I just want to say people are going completely crazy about this coronavirus. We just had a confirmed case, and, like, people are going complete nuts. And
give me an example. What are you seeing?
Okay. So, like, right now, it was at 5:30 Central Time that they announced it. And so far, we have, like, they have a Facebook group that displays what people are doing. Schools canceled, which I agree with, but people are, like, buying toilet paper, like, more than ever. I mean, there's no food in all the county market, Walmart.
Really?
It's nuts.
Have you been there and seen that personally, or are you just going on what other folks have posted as far as, like, video and photos?
Other folks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mess. So
what are you going to do about it? I mean, are you living at home with your parents, or what's your status?
Yeah, I'm living at home with my parents, and I got a radio station that I put Free Talk Live on.
Awesome.
Dude, that's awesome.
Like a broadcast, like a pirate radio station?
Yeah.
That's super cool, man. I can say thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
I live stream sometimes for that. That depends. I'm currently having some audio issues. But.
Well, maybe now that people are, like, staying home so much more, we'll get some new listenership out of it. Maybe there's some, you know, a silver lining here for us. Josh, thanks for the call, man. Thanks for the report. The toll-free number, 855-453. Ooh, I didn't mean to hit the drop button on that. Oh, man, I just dropped a call accidentally. Whoops. Call back in there, caller who just got dropped unceremoniously, as we go to the Mortified Penguin. He's on our Discord server. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, really quickly, I wanted to talk about kind of my thoughts about this whole situation with the economy and how, you know, the Dow Jones and the index and the stock market's taking a big hit. Everybody's taking a big hit in the retirement accounts. And the government seems to have an issue, a solution. The state, the Federal Reserve, and the government need to pump those numbers up. They want to pump those numbers up, get everything, all the numbers looking right, people's accounts looking good, stock market back up. $1.5 trillion bailouts from the Federal Reserve. And, you know, at this point, I think this even further radicalizes me in the libertarian sense, and it should everyone listening.
That $1.5 trillion injection, as they call it, into the economy by the Federal Reserve is a tax. What I guess, and that's a pretty good point that you bring up that we haven't touched on. That is a tax, effectively. That $1.5 trillion is going to be paid for, but it's going to be paid for by everybody who does business in that denomination. And that is a tax on you. Your dollar, your USD, get ready because it's going to be worth even less than it currently is.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. In addition, when these things happen, they receive high, you know, they receive the money from the government at a higher value. As it trickles down in the economy, the devaluation occurs. It doesn't occur all at once. So it just shows that, you know, how fake it is. It's all monopoly money, all of it, all the dollars, all the economy. If they can just go in and change the balance sheets, just cook the books up just to make the numbers look good, just to make people feel confident that their retirements aren't looking bad and the market's not losing too much, because it would make, you know, this Federal Reserve, this president, this, you know, everything.
Well, they got to help the bankers out. I mean, geez. It's the bankers. They're so important. Hey, great call tonight, Mortified Penguin. I appreciate it. And it is a good reason for folks to really start to look at the idea of doing something else with those dollars and getting them out. We talked about buying cryptocurrency. Gold, of course, is also, you know, precious metal, silver.
Speaking of silver linings, perhaps more people begin adopting cryptocurrency and using it as, you know, a method of trade, at least an alternative to what's currently out there.
Yeah, and the more that you can take out of the U.S. dollar and the more value that you can put into these alternatives, the more protected I think that your value is, because we've seen, of course, precious metals, they have a long history of keeping up with inflation.
Yep.
So that's always a good way to protect your value, even as they go up and down over time. They tend to go up, and that's also been true of cryptocurrency in general too. Now, we only have about 10 years to look at cryptocurrency, so we don't have as long of a time, but still, these are things that the government can't as easily manipulate and they can't touch. Let's go to Jerome. He's on the line. I was wondering where we're going to hear from you tonight, Jerome. There you are. You're on Free Talk Live.
You know, I'm up in age, man. I kind of had to take me a little nap. I hope, you know, when you get to be my age, you understand it better.
How old are you, Jerome?
I hope we didn't bore you to sleep, man.
No, I'm 63.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
What do you want to share?
Trump's the socialist, okay? Throwing money around.
Trump's
like
the
this.
Source of the corona.
No, he says socialist.
Did you talk about Bernie Sanders? Oh, Bernie. No, Trump's the socialist. $8 billion for this coronavirus. Hey, how much money are they spending on the wall? Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a couple of billion, a billion here. The deficit is over $1 trillion. He's the darn socialist, okay? And
you're right about that, Jerome.
I believe he has the virus, and they just don't want to say it. They're afraid of the reaction from the country. Yeah,
well, I hope they all have the virus. Everyone in Washington, D.C., in the political scene, I hope they all get it.
Wait, aren't most politicians old?
Yes, they are.
Aren't
they
a more affected demographic?
Hey, Jerome, thanks. I wish we had more time, but we don't. I'm going to see if we can get Buster, or actually John was the guy I accidentally hung up on. John, you got 20 seconds. I apologize. Go ahead.
No problem, boss. I just want to know, and you guys don't have to answer, how many people do you know with the coronavirus?
Zero.
How many people?
Zero.
How many people do you know that knows somebody that even knows that knows somebody that has the coronavirus?
I haven't heard anything about anybody knowing anybody who has a coronavirus. And if you didn't get on tonight, and most of the people on hold didn't, because everybody started calling at the end of the show, although it was busy all night, we weren't full all night. So call tomorrow. We're going to be on again for our Sunday edition. We'll start at 7 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to get your thoughts out, whether it's on coronavirus or whatever's on your mind, we will take your calls then online. You can join us in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Check out Captain Kickass, lcaptainkickass.com for his website.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.